You're listening to 91.9 KVCR. I'm Jessica Greenwell. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Jessica.
So first up today, let's talk about how some of the top Inland Empire election races came out.
Yeah, bearing in mind that the counties are still counting ballots, here's how things are shaping up so far. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco was one of the first to declare his candidacy for governor way back in February 2025. And a few months ago, polling showed him as one of the front runners, along with Republican talk show host Steve Hilton. That may have given Bianco supporters false hope that he would make the November runoff. But it turned out that Democratic voters were just holding off on making up their minds who to support, with so many well-known Democrats in the running. And I noticed that after the televised debates, support for Bianco plunged. So if Election Day trends continue, it looks like he will end up in fourth place with about 11%. Democrats coalesced around Javier Becerra, the former HHS Secretary, State Attorney General, and Assemblyman. Billionaire Tom Steyer, a Democrat, despite spending over $200 million on a self-funded campaign, is coming in third after Hilton and Becerra. Bianco says, by the way, this is not the last we're going to hear from him. He's going to stay engaged denouncing Democratic state politics. But to look on the bright side, now he can focus on the problems in his department, an alarming number of deaths in the jails, the worst crime-solving rate of any sheriff department in the state, and some deputies arrested for crimes. Bianco has another year and a half remaining on his term.
Well, hopefully he'll put it to good use. So what about the other race we've been talking about over the past few weeks for San Bernardino County Auditor, Controller, Treasurer, Tax Collector?
Yeah, this is that odd situation where the incumbent, Ensign Mason, was accused of a conflict of interest, and all five county supervisors endorsed his challenger, Rancho Cucamonga Councilman Ryan Hutchison. Well, Hutchison appears to have won in the primary with 55% of the vote. So now the supervisors don't need to pursue plans to censure or remove Mason, and their investigation of his alleged conflict of interest will probably never see the light of day.
So what about Measure Z in Riverside and Measure X in Loma Linda?
Those were two sales tax measures, and it looks like voters were in no mood to tax themselves. Riverside voters rejected extending their 1% sales surtax to fund public safety, and Loma Linda voters said no to a new 1% surtax for public safety.
And there were also some city council races on the ballot in both counties, right?
Right. In San Bernardino, Mayor Helen Tran appears to have beaten back five challengers and won re-election in the primary with close to 55%. One of her challengers, former Mayor John Valdivia, came in last. In the three city council races, it appears that Councilwoman Sandra Ibarra was edged out by former Councilman Benito Barrios and one other challenger, Christian Shaughnessy. They'll face off in a runoff in November. Councilman Theodore Sanchez faces a runoff with former Councilwoman Virginia Marquez. And Councilman Fred Charette will have a runoff with one of his four challengers, Joe Salas.
And what about Riverside County?
All three county supervisors there, Karen Spiegel, Manny Perez, and Ixtion Gutierrez, appear to have won in the primary. And all three city council races look like they will go to runoffs. Neither First Ward Councilman Philip Falcone nor Second Ward Councilwoman Clarissa Cervantes ran for re-election, so it's no surprise those seats will go to a runoff. But even Fourth Ward incumbent Chuck Conder looks like he will be forced into a runoff.
So when will we see more results?
The registrars of voters in both Riverside and San Bernardino counties will release new batches of results from their ongoing counts on Thursday evening, too late for us to include in this week's news wrap since we record earlier on Thursdays. But I don't expect the outcomes to change much in these races that we've just talked about. Ballots are continuously being tabulated beginning at 8 o'clock election night until all eligible ballots are counted. And as of Thursday morning, Riverside County reported it still had more than 300,000 ballots left to count. San Bernardino County didn't release its figures. But the counties must certify their results by July 2nd. just in time for the nation's 250th Independence Day. And the Secretary of State must certify all of the California counties' election results by July 11th.
Thank you for that. And another lawsuit has been filed alleging that youths were sexually abused when they were in custody in San Bernardino County juvenile halls.
Yeah, we talked a couple of weeks ago about a lawsuit that was filed in federal court against San Bernardino County on behalf of 10 people who say they were abused as youths in juvenile detention. Now, a similar lawsuit has been filed in Superior Court on behalf of 136 alleged victims. And the lawyer representing them said he intends to follow up with a second lawsuit in Superior Court on behalf of 139 more victims. A lawsuit against Riverside County for similar alleged abuse was filed last October. The allegations in all the cases are similar. The victims say that guards, probation officers, and others who oversaw the conditions of their detention used their access to the children to sexually assault, molest, and otherwise mistreat them out of view of cameras or other officials. We also talked about the law that took effect 6 years ago, extending the statute of limitations on such cases so adults who were assaulted as children have until they are 40 years old or until 5 years after they recover memories of what happened to them to file suits about the claims. San Bernardino and Riverside counties are by no means the only places such lawsuits are arising because of this new law. Los Angeles County agreed to a historic $4 billion settlement involving thousands of claims of sexual abuse in juvenile halls and foster care facilities dating back decades. The San Bernardino County cases date back to 1996 through 2024 and involve both male and female victims.
Well, these are certainly awful allegations. We'll be sure to follow up as these cases proceed through the courts.
We certainly will.
And lastly today, the Inland Empire is celebrating one of its own, the Rancho Cucamonga eighth grader who came out on top in the Scripps National Spelling Bee last week.
Yeah, the winner was Shrey Parikh, a 14-year-old who has competed in spelling bees since he was nine, although he took a year off in 2025 after finishing third in 2024. The competition took place last week in Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., blocks from the White House. Shrey survived 18 grueling rounds before a so-called spell-off with his top competitor, a 12-year-old from New Jersey. The spell-off is kind of a lightning round to see who can spell the most words correctly in 90 seconds. Shrey spelled a record-breaking 32 words in 90 seconds to his competitor's 25 words. I watched a video clip, Jessica, and it was truly amazing. Shrey won $52,500 and a large trophy that he and his parents wondered if they would be able to carry home on the plane. His triumph was especially happy for him because this is the last year Shrey was eligible to compete. The Scripps National Spelling Bee doesn't allow competitors past the eighth grade.
Sounds like intense pressure. Congratulations to Shrey Parikh on a job well done.
Yeah, it's an amazing feat.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Cassie, for all of this information, as always.
Thank you, Jessica.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcr.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Jessica Greenwell, KVCR News.